Well, this is Amanda McNulty with our alternative version of Making It Grow podcast. And today, Tony Melton, my fellow Extension agent, is here. And Tony, we talked a lot about turf grass last time we were together. We forgot to talk about pre-emergent.
I know.
I can't believe it. Yeah. Since weeds are just the bane of turf grass.
Yes, and a lot of people just want the perfect turf grass, just as nice as smooth and even, and that can be difficult, Amanda.
Well, they could always get AstroTurf. And I have seen some places in the upstate. I was up at a fancy hotel, and in these little areas between the sidewalk and the landscaping, they actually had a little bit of that, and I thought it made sense to use it in a little tiny area like that. And then they had some other areas that were real grass. But
yep. That's a tough area to grow grass.
That's a tough area.
That's a very tough area.
But Tony, weeds are a problem, and there are chemicals that we can use. Well, cultural practices are the best thing.
That's right.
Because they say a healthy growing turf is the best way.
That's right.
Yeah, so we want to do that.
You don't want to, you know, a lot of people kill the turf. I was at a home last night, and they were actually watering about, it was about 8 o'clock last night. And that was the worst thing you can do to your yard, especially in the fall, watering the lawn at in the evening, and it stays wet. All
putting children to bed wet.
I know it.
And, you know, with wet hair and
that's
wet
right.
clothes,
that's
wet pajamas.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Because that's when the diseases start. But there are some weeds that germinate in the fall.
That's right.
And they're called the fall weeds. Mm-hmm. And there is
Winter weeds.
And a pre-emergent is a herbicide that you put down. And in many ways, it's safer to use than a post-emergent because it may not be as damaging to your turf grass.
Mm-hmm.
And so talk about pre-emergence for the winter weeds and when we'd put them out for our warm season turf grasses.
Well, first of all, Amanda, a lot of people call me in the spring and say, these weeds just took over my yard. They just grew all up. They're big, and they just taking over. Actually, those weeds came up in around October in the fall.
But they were teeny tiny.
Teeny tiny. Weed seedlings, some of them is hard to even see with the human eye. They're so small. So they come up as tiny little weeds, and they grow all winter long, and then they take over your yard in the spring. So you want to try to control them, like Mama said, you know, a spoonful of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Mm-hmm.
And you try to prevent them if you can. So October is typically our time.
We're having to talk about that because we're getting seeing that our summer and fall are being stretched out. Our summer's going a lot farther.
It is.
But traditionally in October is when we put out the pre-emergent.
That's right.
And how do we figure out when in October?
Well, it's usually in temperatures. When the temperatures get into the 70s, the daytime temperatures are in the 70s and not going to the 80s and 90s. That's when the weed seeds start to germinating and coming up.
And these weed seeds, I say they have little thermostats in them.
That's right.
And they actually kind of keep count of all that temperature change, and that makes them germinate.
That's right.
And a pre-emergent, if we get it applied properly, has various ways of acting. Some of it's DNA synthesis or some things like that, or root radical won't let it grow. But it prevents that weed seed from germinating. Is that correct?
That's right. That's why it's called a pre-emergent. It's before it emerges. So before the weed seed comes up, you want to have that herbicide. There's a layer in your yard to keep that weed seed from coming up through the soil, up and growing, starting to grow.
And once again, some pre-emergents keep broadleaf weeds from coming. Some keep grassy weeds from coming. So you need to find out what you need. Is that correct?
That's right. You need to pick out the best one for your yard.
And for your type of turf.
That's right. And especially for the type of turf, because you don't want to hurt your turf, because that's always the best weed control is have a healthy, good growing turf. And that will be your best control of weeds. These are just assistance to that. You're just assisting that. It's trying to keep the weeds out with your healthy turf.
So these pre-emergents have to be gotten down where they can do their job, though. Mm-hmm. So you put them out.
And
it's usually a granular, I think, a lot of times the ones, some of them are.
That's the easiest thing for a homeowner to do. You can get a spreader and spread them out. And always, like we were talking earlier with the fertilizers, go half one way and half the other so you don't have streaks in your yard again. So you don't
uniform application.
Uniform application.
But then the pre-emergents go down and, I think, stick to the organic layer. So you have to water it in within a certain number of days. And you've got to put as much water as they say. You can't just say, oh, it rained a little bit last night.
That's right.
Don't you have to be careful about how much you irrigate it in?
That's right. You have to put the proper amount. It'll tell you on a container how much you need to be putting out to get that within the tops.
Time frame, too.
That's right. You don't want to wash it away either. You want to just put it right so that it goes into the top layer of soil.
Now, they don't last forever, so some of them, you read the label, and they say you can put it out again, 8, 9, whatever the label says. You should, for the best control, make that second application.
Yeah, most people, if they get it out once, I think they're lucky.
Yeah.
but on time. That's the important thing, because if you wait past the time that it need to be out, you actually wasted a product.
Money.
That's right. So you want to get it out in time and then put it out, like you say, one time, and you can make that second application if you want to be one of those folks that really want to do a good job.
Now, there is a post-emergent herbicide, and that means one that you put out after the weeds are growing.
That's right.
But you need to be careful of those because they can be more damaging to your turf grass, I believe, than the pre-emergent. Is that correct?
Yes. That's why I like to put them out through the wintertime. If you missed your pre-emergents and those little weeds are still there and they're still small, I like to put them out during the wintertime when the turf is dormant so you don't have to worry about hurting your grass in the early spring.
And little tiny weeds are a lot easier to control than great big tough weeds.
That's
when
right.
They get
that's
tough.
Right.
So if you wait until you can really have a lawn full of weeds, you probably have missed the boat.
That's
because
right.
Because when they're big and you start fussing about them and bring them into the extension office and saying, what's this weed? What's that weed? And they've got seeds all over them.
They already got
they've
seeds.
They've already got seeds on them.
For 10 years of weeds to come up in your yard.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's the wrong time to control them. You actually wasting your money. You're spending it every year at going over and over again and not reducing the weed seed population in your yard, or what we call the seed bank in your yard, of the amount of weed seed that you have that's going to continue coming up every year. So if you can get them killed before that, you won't have that weed seed just building up in your yard. Amen.
Tony, a lot of people now, we feel like we've got these new weeds that are real hard to control, and some of them we are bringing into our yard in containers that we get from nurseries and places that are trying to do their best, but these weeds germinate so sporadically and weirdly that they don't know they're in there.
Yeah.
Do you think that it's worth trying to do what Durant Ashmore says? He puts a pre-emergent down sometimes when he brings things in just to try to prevent bringing a problem into his yard.
Yeah. And sometimes you can possibly take off some of the top of the soil. The soil is mixed in those containers, and that's a lot of times that's where the weed seed may be, just right up on top. If you could take that off and discard that, then plant it.
Suzanne Holmes, who worked with us for many years, says she gets a plastic bag from the grocery store and puts the container on its side and tries to take that top inch of soil off. And she doesn't just put it, she doesn't put it outside in her grass. She
no.
wraps it up and sends it out with the garbage, because mm-hmm. that's where they're going to be, is in that top layer
that
of
top
soil.
That top layer
yeah,
of soil.
Yeah,
yep.
Weeds can be a problem.
They are. They just, they they are going to try their best to take over any place that you have which, any kind of plant in.
And then we will next time, in a couple of months actually, talk about what to do with weeds for the spring and summer. Because that's a whole nother category of weeds.
That's right.
So let's get through the fall, Tony.
Yep.
Oh, when it decides to come.
Thank you
for sharing these tips with us today. We appreciate it.
Thank you, ma'am.